Okay, Simon Yud Gimel, we're up to Sivav. Simon Yud Gimel are Simon Yud Gimel contains multiple topics. So far, we've dealt with the two issues of Havchana. They're two separate issues. One was Sif Aleph. One was in Sif Aleph, and one in Sif Yud Gimel. Simon Yud Gimel. We're up to Sivav. But we dealt with Sifav and Sifay, this Havchana of a Grusha and Alamana, a second marriage. The purpose of the Havchana is to know who the father is. That's the original Takana of Havchana, that a woman gets divorced, a widow, she has to wait 3 months. And that was a loy plug. That Takana was made with no exceptions at all. And even if she's not capable of having children, she's an old woman, she's on birth control, all these things don't matter. Havchana of Yichus is a loy plug. That was Sif Aleph. Then we learned the second set of rules of Havchana, which has to do with Sifay, with a woman who's Megayer. A woman who's Megayer, we said that she needs also 3 months of Havchana. To know if the baby she gives birth to is a Jewish baby or was Hirasa Shlebi Kedusha.
Jewish baby? No,
what's it? She was Megayer. And she gives birth 6 months later.
She's Jewish. She's a Jewish woman.
Yeah, but the baby. If the baby was if she was pregnant before, Hirasa Shlebi Kedusha needs a Geiris. Or not. So she's Jewish. She was Megayer. She gives birth 6 months later, we won't know if the baby needs Geirus or not. So that was the second Havchana. And that second Havchana, the Dagal Mervava said that there is no rule of Loi Plug, so that a Geirus who's either a Zekena or an Elinus who can't have children, she doesn't need to wait 3 months to give birth. Ramashin the tshuva was makel but makam tzairach, even if she has a period. Today the women who have a period, the regular period, are obviously not pregnant. So while the first rules of Havchana, Sif Aleph, which was from two different husbands, is a loy plug, the add-on rule, the rule of a geiris of Sif Hay, that's not a loy plug. Those were the two sets of rules of Havchana that we established until now. And
pregnant woman is Megayer, the child is not Jewish.
A pregnant woman is Megayer, the child needs Geiris. It's a Rosh Hashanah Kedusha. It needs a Geiris. If when she's Tevelas, Bez doesn't know she's pregnant, The one tefillah is good for both.
But the child
has a Geiris. She's the Surat HaKayin. She can't marry a Kayin. The child needs a geiris. If when she heard the mother was tevel, she told the bezdin, "I'm pregnant. I want to be megayer the child too."
Yeah.
Then it works for the child. But the child is there. The bezdin has to be aware of it.
If she's aware of it, the child's Jewish.
If Bezin is aware of it, then the child is a Jewish ger.
That child is not a Jewish ger. If they told her to Bezin by Tvila, and she's pregnant, she does not need later on at the age of
the baby, right. The Tvila of the mother goes to the baby. The Gemara asks, the womb should be a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, Hainu Ravisa, it belongs there. It's a normal way for a baby to be in the womb.
So the child is a
ger. The child is a ger, and if the woman can't marry a kohen.
But if it's the daughter of a kohen, she can't marry a kohen.
If both parents are gerim, she also can't.
No, both are not. But
if one, right. One and one, then you're permitted.
When we say that, we're talking about they can't live together or.
Well, they can neither get married nor have intimacy. So they really have to separate. They can't be in the same house together. They have to separate from each other. Now, sometimes you have a couple that's Megayer together, and then really they have to separate for 3 months after the Geirus. Ramesh's Tshuva is talking about such a couple that was Megayer, but they have little children. It's not so simple for them to separate. So there, Ramesh is matir based on if she got a period, bismanazel. When you get a period, you know that she's not pregnant. But the halacha is that you need havchana, even if they're, because remember the issue is not who's the father. She was married to this man before they're Megayer and if they're Megayer. The issue is whether the baby was Herase Biktusha. So you need the 3 months, and that's where Moshe writes that since the second Zayah was not a light flow, if you could know that she's not pregnant, it would work. Presumably a pregnancy test could work, or getting a period would work.
We had mentioned by another halacha that the man would not be allowed to live, let's say, in the same
chatzer.
Is that the same with this
Havana,
or that?
So, I'm not, as I mentioned, I'm not sure. By Suri Lavin, they're not allowed to live. Once a man gets divorced from his wife, they're not allowed to live in the same chatzer. Whether that applies to Havchana, I don't know. Havchana is not a din Torah, it's a din Rabbanan. So, that has the same chaimer. At any rate, now we're up to Sivav, which is, I guess, like a third set of situations, hopefully less frequent. Hamama'enes ain't sricha lahamtin. What's a mama'enes? So as you know, a ktana, a Jewish girl under bas mitzvah, could be married off in two ways. When I tell you, the father has a right to marry her off, and there's no mion on that. If the father marries her off, it's a common error. People that his name. There's no meaning of a father marries her off.
The older brother.
Now Chazal made a cherem against the father marrying off his daughter. They didn't want me marrying his daughter, except under extreme circumstances. But there was a cherem in place, not in the time of the Gemara. Gemara frowns upon it, but in the time of the early Achrayim, there was a cherem on anyone marrying off a ketana without Rishus Bezdin, because it became frequent. There were circumstances. There was a law in Russia in the time of the Nevi Yehuda that goes back to us at the 1700s. That any family could only, any Jewish family that lives in a city could only pass on the right of residence to one child. Could only pass it on to one child, and that if they have more children, they're not allowed to set up residence in the city when they get married. That was a law that took effect for a while to keep Holy Mother Russia, clean. And what happened right before the law went into effect, there was a rush of people marrying off their children just to get into the law, to have another right of residence. And at that time, there was a cherem of sorts, I don't know, a takana, that nobody should marry off their daughter without Rishus from Bezdin, because it led to potential to lead to a lot of not good things. The reason that a lot of Russian families, people come from Russia, have last name changes very often is because they want to escape this rule, and they took the name of someone who either didn't have children or had children before, married children before the law took effect, and people had the right to pass on their right one generation, so people actually took other names just to sneak in under this law. A lot of Siddush Rebbes had different names than different last names than their parents. I think the Shlach Kaddish, it wasn't Siddush Rebbe, but the Shlach was known as Horowitz. I think that wasn't his family last name. I forgot what the family last name. What was it originally? What? The later generations are Horowitzes, but the prior, I think Horowitz was not. Of course, Ger Alter was a taken name, wasn't their original name, and a number of them. You know, the Gerrit took the name Alter because their children died young. Tchuchirim's children all died relatively young. And he took the name Alter as a simon bracha that the children should survive. Okay, be that as it may, the mime'enes that we're talking about here is when there is no father, and the brother or mother marry off the child. She's allowed to be mamain when she turns 12.
They went against the takana. Was there any knas?
I don't know. I remember this from the Shuvas Navi Yehuda when we were learning the sugya. There are a few chayims in the Gemara in Kedushin. They said they were machrim and I'm a kaddish b'lay shiduchi. Shiduchi meet somebody and you just makadish. There were makadish babia. That's in the Gemara. So we're learning that. We learned about this
still,
also.
It's still a Kedushin.
Didn't they only do this when there was starvation, there was famine? They couldn't.
That was the idea. That should have been that way. But when they did it for money, that's when it became a problem. Now, let's get back here. We get to about Avchana. Hamemeenes ainet sricha lahamtin. Legazu ela begrusha. That's one. Why mimeenes not? So the Gemara says because. The way I'll phrase it, it's not common for a ketana to become pregnant. The Gemara seems to say a ketana does not become pregnant. We know a ketana could be pregnant. The Gemara says about Basheva, she had a child as a ketana. But it's not common for a ketana to become pregnant. So, Meme'enes is separate from the rest of the Sif. When you read the Sif, it looks like one. Hamenes ain't Sricha, Lahamtin, Lagavi Grusha. By Grusha, it's a light plug. But Meme'enes, you don't have to, because she's a ketana. Next, v'chein hamizana etzricha lahamtin, a totally different reason. A woman is mizana and now wants to get married. We have the same problem. If she has a child, we won't know if the child is from the pre-marriage znus or from the post-marriage husband. Hamizana etzricha lahamtin minei she mehapechas atzma b'shas tashmish k'dei shloi tisaber. The Gemara says, Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Yaisi, if we can rely on this, that a woman who's mizana doesn't want to become pregnant, mahapeches atzma means she tries to clean her body out of the zera as much as she could. And obviously, it's not a foolproof method of birth control, but mahapeches atzma bishas after the znus, and she's mahapeches atzma, therefore she's. Not likely, she's less likely to become pregnant. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi. There, the Mehapeches Atzma, so they weren't geyser on Mehapeches Atzma.
They weren't geyser on a person went away, let's say a person went away for months, and then they find out he dies. And then they weren't geyser.
Like Plug, it's interesting. And Almana Grusha. Yeah, but here. So Grusha and Grusha and Amana, they made a light plug. Znus, that's not a Grusha, and it's not an Amana, so it's not the Gemara's case. So it's a new case. So Rabbi Yossi says, Mizana ain't Sricha Lahamtin, Neshapechas Asmish, As Tashmish, Deit Saber. And Rabbi Yehuda there argues, the Rabbah is going to pass on to Rabbi Yehuda. Mechena Nusa Mefuta, somebody who's forced, or Mefuta, someone's talked into it, ain't Sricha Lahamtin. Vuadin l'shvuya afili higadayla. And who adin to a shvuya? Shvuya means a woman, unfortunately, who's captive, which we're familiar with, unfortunately, today, that the mizana with them. Vuadin l'shvuya afili higadayla, because she doesn't want to be pregnant. Now, of course, the question becomes today with birth control, it's not applicable to the shvuya, but to a mizana, whether birth control is a good enough. It would seem to be a good enough method that would be similar to Mehapeches Atzma. The Gemara, though, is chayshish that a woman is mizana spontaneously without planning it. So a birth control that requires planning beforehand is not adequate. The Gemara says when it says Mehapeches Atzma, it has a lashon Misha'eves atzma, she puts in a cloth to draw out the zera, all after. But before, we're afraid that it's a nusa of passion, and then that's not good enough. So, al kaponim, the shita of the mechaber is that after znus, you don't need 3 months. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah paskins, not that way. Yeshayim, the chol elu tzrichen lahamtin. Now, it's misleading. Chol elu does not go on mema'enis. A ketana is because she's not likely to be pregnant. Chol elu tzrichen lahamtin, imhem gedailois, he says, imhem gedailois, it's a story mema'enis, v'ruyos le'saber, and in the royal saber, meaning that there's no like plug, so if she's a zakena, she'll be mutter. And Mamela, in a woman who's mizana, according to the Ramah, still needs 3 months. So we have here a significant machlaikis about a woman who's mizana and wants to get married, whether she's allowed to or not allowed to get married right away, or if she needs the 3 months. I assume we passed the Lector Ramah, where we followed Ramah generally, and the same thing here. The Gra in Tezvav, which you see on the bottom, the third word line, Yeshaimrim Kamashkasav Harazah, that's Rabbeinu Zrachya Halevi, the Balamar, the Harash, the Begayris, the Mishukheres, Halachik Rabbi Yaisi, Ubishvuya, Anusa Mafutu Mizana, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Who doesn't hold that you can rely on Mishapeches Atzma, Dach Yisrael Shmuel, Ubelishta Basra. Now listen to what he says. Ubi dehiske giyaris ubishukheres, vishafke lishvuya, shmamina, dibeha, maybe it should be, or dibeha hilchasek Reb Yehuda, svirle. That shvuya, even though, was saying, that by Giyaris and Mishukhres, but Shvuya, Nusa, but from the Mizana, we're following Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you can't rely on Mahapechas Atzma, and Mimele, and all of these, we pask in the Ramah Paschas L'chomer. So this is the Machlaikis Negeya, primarily by a Mizana, that a woman's Mizana needs 3 months.
There's no, it's not a
law for
birth control test,
right? So that's Ramesha writes. Ramesha writes, if she gets a period, it's good. Same thing with pregnancy tests. Although Ramesha says to make only Bokum Tzairuch. I guess it's just sort of turning over the clear halacha. So he says Bokum Tzairuch to be Mekel. Presumably a pregnancy test, if taken long enough after the missed period, would be good enough also.
How do we know that she has the period?
You have to remember, she doesn't have to go to Beis Din. She's getting married. Most women get married, they don't go to Beis Din, they go to Masada Kedusha. So she's telling us she's Mizana, and she's telling us she got a period, so I guess we could rely on it. A Giyiris, she doesn't have a Pesha, so we know she's a Giyiris. You know, it's Dina Isser, it's really up to a person himself. It doesn't need a psak bezdin. It needs a psak of a rav. And the rav could tell her psak. If you had your period, you can get married. If not, that's up to you what you're going to do. Right? Somebody asked about the b'chal of shayla. So we answer the shayla. How do we know that's what happened? You ask me the shayla, we're answering you. I think that's the point. The point is it's not a ma'aseh bezdin. It's not chayshim mishpat. So.
Mizana
means
the
Isser,
or she
with her chassid,
she was Mizana.
Well, generally we call that an Isser also, but you mean with another person. Okay, all right. So a Pnuya who's Mizana, which, so we have a Psak from Chaim Isser, that a Pnuya Mizana does not need Havchan if she's marrying the man that she's Mizana with. Yes. So there's a Psak from Chaim Isser, which others, I think Ramesha quotes in that Shuva. And others, that a Pnuya is Mizana with the man she wants to marry, there's no Havchana, because the Havchana, she's not a Giyiris, she's a regular Pnuya. She's not a Grusha or an Almana, that should be like Plug. She's a mezana. A mezana who marries the one that...
The child is theirs.
What?
The child is theirs.
The child, we know the father, either way, so it's good. What?
That's
similar to Mazik Rishas, you know who it is. Okay. So Mazik Rishas, it could be worse because of... because it's part of Grusha, it's still a Chiddush. Here it's less because here it's a Mezana, and this is the so this is the Psak. There's one last halach in Sivav, the end of Ramah. Isha shenensa tachas baila im loy nibalala baila tli chila tzricha lahamtin. It's a very unusual case. Most women who are married and someone Rechman al-San is ma'anis them. So even if they become pregnant, we assume roiv bi'ila sachar abal. We assume that the bia we attribute to the husband, roiv bi'ila sachar abal, and therefore there's no hafchana, because what's the difference if you wait 3 months? You don't wait 3 months. Either way, we attribute it to the husband. The Ramah is talking when the husband was away. The husband's been away for up to 3 months. He's been away, and now... we're not going to know if this child is a child from the first, from the znus, or the child from, and it's possible to know. So, Mamela, she has to wait. Now, the Shaila is, now think about it for a minute. We have Machlekes Mechaber Ramah. Mechaber held that we can rely that a woman who's Mezana is Mehapeches Atzma. Ramah said we can't rely on that. Then the Ramah says, Isha Eishas Ish, that's Mezana Tachas Baila, and the husband's been away for a while. So Ramah says you have to wait. Question: is this Ramah Lishitasai that you can't rely on Mahapechas Atzma, or is this Ramah even according to the Mechaber, maybe you can't rely? Now I guess the Svara would dictate that it should be the same machlaikis. According to the Mechaber, it should be mutter. Because ma'apechas atzma, so nation sishul v'zana, certainly ma'apechas atzma. Right? So that would be the svara. However, the Goyin writes, not that way, the Goyin says that this case is actually worse, because in this case, it's a shaila of mamzeris. And since there's a shaila of mamzeris in the child, everyone would agree that it's more than a case of havchana, it's a case of urgency to know if the child is the child from Zanus or not. And therefore, the Goyin learns that this last halach is even according to the Mechaber, that according to everybody, you need the chachi havchana. Beis Shmuel the Chalkas Machaikak learn that this Ramah is going l'shitasai, that the Ramah is going like his own shita, that you can't rely on Mahapeches Atzma. That's what's in Bishmol Yud. Hainu la paiskim nisfer zanus doesn't work. But the Gra disagrees. The Gra says, no, this is a separate halacha. And this halacha of Isha nansa tachas baila, she didn't do anything bad. She was somebody who forced her, but the child is still a mamzer. So... The Gra says in Yud Zayin that in this case we're going to be machmir. He says only by avchana shumid rabbanon talina shema peches. When she'ein came b'chashash b'mzeiris deraisa, then we always have to be chayshish. So this is the halacha, not common. It's only netzat tachas baila, and the husband was away for a while. So the $1 million question here is about Esther and Mordechai and Achashverosh. The Pesachei Tshuva, which I'll read with you in a minute, he asked the Kasha, not his Kasha, it's Tosis Kasha. Tosis and Megillah. Gemara Megillah, Yugim Lombay says that Malame, the Gemara was from a Pasik, that she was Yeshevis with Achashverosh, by Medes, with Teiveles, and she lived with Mordechai. So that at the same time that Achashverosh was compelling her to Znus, she was living with Mordechai at the same time. Yeshevis v'teiveles. Well, why don't you go to the mikveh in between? So there are those who want to bring a raya from here that there's no din nida by Znus with a guy. It's funny to have a lady as the shaila. This, my husband's a guy, and I'm coming from. Do I have to go to the mikveh? My husband was a guy. So they bring her out for this time for this Gemara. It says she was with the Achashverosh, and then she went to the mikveh, and she went to Mordechai. Why'd she go to the mikveh for? Because for Achashverosh, it doesn't matter if she's a Nida. But when it came time to go to Mordechai, it mattered.
How do
you know that Yavish was a guy? Because at that point she was already Asura, right? She said, Kasher Avadati Avadati. When she went to save Klai Yisrael, she went for Ratzin. So, how do you know when Dariavish was born? It doesn't say.
It says how old he was.
It doesn't say how old he was. Pasuk doesn't say how old he
was.
I remember Dr. Babich gave me a hard time with this every year for him time. Every time I talk about Lechem, he gives me a hard time. He says he's too young.
He's 3 years old or something.
He's too young. Because Achashverosh was king for 16 years. The story of Purim happened the 14th year of his reign. So if she gave birth to Dayavish earlier when she first married Esther, so at least he was 8, 9, by the time he became king. But if Kasher Avadati, if she had him later, then it was 2 or 2.5 at the time. So he always gives me a hard time with this. So I tell him, I don't know. He says, that's not a good enough answer. I took it as a compliment, But it's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know. But anyway, Tysus asks, what about Avchana? How was Mordechai allowed to be with Esther? What about Avchana? That's Tysus Kasha. So Tysus answers, Shoysa Misha Meshes B'moich, that she used birth control. She used, there were no pills then, but she used the moich. Tysus doesn't say if she used the moich by Mordechai or she used the moich by Achashverosh. Now, getting back to Dr. Babich's question, if she used the moich only by Mordechai and not by Achashverosh, so then the baby could have been born many years earlier, and the baby could have been 8 or 9 years old, which is a lot better than 2 or 3 years old when he became king. In the ancient world, there were regent kings. There were young kings who became kings. So the question is, what's the logic that she's going to be mishamish b'moich with one of them? Which one do you think she would pick? Huh? Who would she pick? So, Mordechai mishamish b'moich. You're like, Mordechai mishamish b'moich. So there are those who want to argue that with Achashverosh she was afraid to be mishamish b'moich because he would notice it. I don't know, today's more sophisticated. The moich just means a shmata, So if that's true, that would answer the question. That it could be that she was mishamish b'moich earlier. And so that's what Taisa says. This is all the conjecture about how Dayavish was born. Kasha is, what place is Kasha Havchana? The Shulchan Aruch says you only need Havchana by an Einis if she's not Ragel Tachas Baila. Only if she wasn't with her husband. There we see from Taisis that if she is with her husband, there's an issue. So the if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva, it's Pisrei Tshuva Ches. There is no ches in your photostat. The printer messed up. And he made 2 tesses. The first test, which should be a ches. You see it? In the second column, Pisrei Tshuva, the 7th or 8th line, Nibala Lebal, Ayin Sefer Birkei Yosef, that's the Chidah. Aizvav, Shehiksha, Mashkos, and Tais, Perakam, and the Megillah. In Timer, Leihav, Isham, Avchana, Tais, and Seas, Terach, Hashverish, and Esther, was no Avchana. My kusha, deha Esther, haisa anusa, haisa Mordechai kaidim. We're saying only if the husband's not there, and the husband was there. So he has 2 teretz. Ola b'dayte mitchila l'chalik. His first teretz. Harama b'shem azarua davka b'chad zimna. This Rama is talking, one time a man was mzana with the woman, and the other, and with a husband. She's regularly with a husband. So we say, Roy Bila Sachar Habal. So he says, Haramab Shem Zurahin Dafka Bechad Zimna. V'shuv hel chazim lo. Mashenka be'achashveirosh. Achashveirosh was with her all the time. So there, you can't say Rabbi Lasechar Abal. Achashveirosh was mizan with her just as often as Mordechai lived with her. So Mamela, there's a kasha of Havchala. It's a Geshmaka Teretz, a very good Teretz. But he said that was his first Svara. Then, Bishuv, Hela, and then he has second Teretz. Hatais is Lamitam Gezerah Savchana. Tais is Lashin, this Havchana. So it doesn't mean the Gezerah Havchana. Rak, the Echle, Choshesh Mordechai, Shle, Yitam Azaray, Kim de Bechal Yoyim, Haisei Mitzuya, Machashveirash, Shuv Lekul, Mislima Mordechai. It's Mamish the other way around. If she'll become pregnant, we'll assume it's Achashverosh's child. So Achashverosh was shot of Bezima, is Mazana with her all the time. More often, right? Bilaswach Achashverosh. So Mordechai should have been Chayshish, that his child will be attributed to Achashverosh. And he says, so that's his Maskana Teretz. What? He could not live with his wife. He should separate with his wife. He does not have a child that's raised as a guy. He's going to live with her. She'll be pregnant.
And still, the child is as a guy.
So that's a man wouldn't want. Mordechai wouldn't want that. Mordechai wouldn't put himself in a position. We may have a child that'll be assumed thus arrived to be a guy. And maybe Kapishmai, it's really his child. Okay, that's really, I don't know if he's saying it's an Isser, but he's saying certainly that's not what he would want to do. Not certainly a yid. A buser. Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah, I understand. But it's going to be raised by Achashverosh as his child, as his own child. Yeah, but if it's Achashverosh's child, is one thing. But Mordechai, Esther's in trouble. Mordechai's not in trouble. Why does Mordechai have to? Why would he want to have a child? It's going to be raised as Achashverosh's son. Dayovish was halachically a Jew, but he didn't grow. He didn't. He didn't. He didn't think himself as a Jew. He thought himself as a guy.
Well, maybe it was those times when there was, but they waited. And isn't a mashma that Esther, only when the Melech calls for you, then you go to the Melech. He was with
the Lashon
is with every other night with other women.
That was only during the trial period. Oh, so the Gemara. The Gemara says the Gemara says he was on right. The Gemara's Lashon is b'chol yom. That's where Tysus brings it. Tysus, I think, brings it.
Rabbi, isn't there a medrash that says that Esther may use some type of kishuf to make a double of herself?
It's not a medrash. Yeah. It's the Kabbalist's idea. It's Alpi Kabbalah, maybe. Alpi Kabbalah, Esther Chasu, Chalila, that Esther was a Mizana with a guy, Chalila the Chas. She made a shade that looked like her, and the shade went in, and there's no problem. Now, Tysus doesn't go with Pshat, now a Kabbalah. So listen to what they say. It's a Maritika thing. They say, Kasher Avadati Avadati. She said, when Mordechai said, go in and save Klal Yisrael, so she said, I'll send the shade. And Mordechai said, through shade, Hatzolus don't come. Because that's the Sitra Achra. From the Sitra Achra, this time you got to go yourself. She said, then Avadati Avadati, then I'm in trouble. So Mordechai said to her, if you're going to do that, Rebach Hatzola Lam Yamid Yehudim B'Mokim Acher. The rest will come from the Sitra Achra. Will come from the Mokim Acher. V'atu Beis Avich Tevedi. Whenever you do things with these Sitra Achra stuff, at the end is no good. So he told her that don't do it, so because it will be Mokim Acher. So that's what where I see that. I think in the Munkach. I think the Salaza brings such a thing. So okay.
She made the decision to
take
it in her own hands.
Api halacha, she went herself. And api kabbalah, she said to Shay. So, figure it out. Okay, we're up to Siv Zach.
According to the Ramah, she was with her husband only once in the 3 months. You don't have Rabbi Yochil Shachar Baal then.
You don't have.
She was only with him once.
Right.
Doesn't say that. The Ramah doesn't say that. Just assume that she was regularly with the Baal.
Well, if a Baal is here, you always assume he's with him regularly. Okay, Rabbi Shai Siv Zion. Siv Zion is the din of a Pilegesh. So, we really have to do is talk a little about Pilegesh. The sugya Pilegesh is generally thought of as a non-halachic issue. Yet, the sugya Pilegesh does have some makim in halacha. I made copies of Simcha Vav, Sif Aleph, so that you can follow in Shulchan Aruch, where it talks about a Pilegesh. Those who have a Shulchan Aruch obviously don't need it. And pass it around. What? What about Hagar? You should show off better from Nach. You have to take the Chumash. You know Nach. Say the first one. Are the copies still okay? Well, what I want to just show is the controversy about actually.
Many years ago, Rav gave a speech.
You have a recording. You know how long ago it was Dovid HaMelech? Dovid HaMelech is Shmuel Beis. It's not 20 years ago. It's more than 20 years ago. But, okay.
But Kosher Gerushin is the whole thermite.
Okay. Okay, you'll... Okay, really, I want to discuss the dinim of a Pilegesh as they apply la halacha. There are two major issues in the Rishayim about a Pilegesh. You have to know the following. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, a Pilegesh is only mutter for a melech. That's the Rambam says. A person is not allowed to marry, no Pilegesh. This thing's a Pilegesh. A Pilegesh, only a king is allowed to marry a Pilegesh. David married Pilakshim. So Rambani asks from Pilegesh Begiva. He asks from Kalev, the Pasuk says, had a Pilagish, and Gidain, it said, had the Shishim Pilagshim, I think. He had a lot of Pilagshim.
How about the Avos?
What? So the Avos could be before Matan Torah, maybe, but Avram, Dafka, right?
Yaakov,
if you consider Bilah and Zilpa, the Pilagshim, yeah. So it's a double Pela, Zilpa. So, but this is the Shita Sarambam, and the Ramban is Matmiya from Pilagish Begiva and from the others, and the Kesef Mishnah is Matchik, that they weren't Pilakshim, they were Shifchai, they Yiyud, which is not satisfying. And the Rambam seems to blive Shar, but the Rambam says that there are no Pilakshim Bizman Azeh. Now, the Mechaber, as you know, typically goes with the Shita of the Rambam. And in Simcha Vav, it's only the Ramah that brings Pilagish. Which makes our Sif all the more important. Because our Sif, the Mechaber, talks about a Pilagish. The Mechaber is saying there's such a thing as a Pilagish. Mechaber is the Rambam Shita. According to Rambam Lachayr, there's no such thing as a Pilagish. He means only somebody who, only a king? No, kings is man as that. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring Hachsel Mashicha. He means someone who took a Pilagish, like a din, and has a Shem Pilagish. The whole Mechaber is somewhat confusing, and it lends itself to a sort of a reinterpretation of the rules of Pilegesh. So I'd like to learn Chavav Sif Aleph, this is the first Sif in Hilchos Kiddushin, and then try to give an understanding of the two Shitas, the Shitas that there are Pilegeshim Bizman Hazeh and the Shitas that there are not. So let's start the Shulchan Aruch. Eina isha nechsheves eisha sish ala aidei kiddushin. Sheneskatcha karai. A woman is never an eisha sish without kiddushin. Avlan ba'a le'aderach snus shalai l'shem kiddushin. Eina kolam. A man who's mezana with a woman, derach snus, which shalai l'shem kiddushin means the assumption is shalai l'shem kiddushin. Eina kolam. Afilu ba'a le'a l'shem ishus. Beinai le'beinah. Even if he's mizana with her, the shemishus, does he want to be married to her? Beinoy lebeinah, and they get married without edim. This would seem to be all civil marriages today, where there are no edim of a kedushin, but they mean to be husband and wife. Eino the sheves ki ishtai. Mechaber says it's not ishtai. Afil nisyachtolai, even their beichud. Without What's a baby? What's the issue with the baby? It's no mam.
There's
no mamzeris paisnos, right? There's no mamzeris paisnos, so it's not an issue, right? Right, it's a baby born out of wedlock doesn't have any psalm.
What they consider husband and wife.
What?
What they consider husband and wife.
Would they consider?
I mean, the child is there, and this is the father, this is the mother. Is there any relationship between
the relationship is the same. Whether the child's born with kedusha without, the child has his two parents. And is a legitimate child, is a kosher child, and that's many of the people who come from friar homes that didn't have kedushin. Those are they're regular bnei Yisrael.
It's not considered a marriage of the
parents. Yes, the only issue is eishes ish issue. Is the woman eishes ish to her husband? Of course, the big nafkamina is if they separate without a get. And then she remarries later, and they have children. But it's a mamzer. That's the million-dollar issue that Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe argued about. What it says here in Shulchan Aruch is very clear. It says if they didn't have kedushin, she's not an eishes ish. It couldn't be clearer. What about the Ramah? The Ramah says the bevadai b'shehimelit. Oh, so why do you separate them? The end of the Shulchan Aruch said we forced them to separate. So I would think force them to separate because they're missing kedushin. No, Ramos says the bevadei b'ashi malitvay obala b'nidasa. We only force them to separate because she's going to be ashamed to go to the mikveh. She's not married. Why is she going to the mikveh? But if it was not a mikveh issue, vice versa, Ramos understands the Shulchan Aruch. We wouldn't even force them to separate. Avol miyachid elav isha v'tevelas elav. What happens if a man takes a wife? And there's no nida issue. Let's say she goes to the mikveh. Yeshayim shemuta v'hu pilega shamura b'tayra. You hear this? He says Yeshayim shemuta v'hu pilega shamura b'tayra. Yeshayim shasa v'loikim shem lo yekadesha. Rambam and Raivim. What's this machloikis? The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus says that extramarital snus without kedushin is a lav of lo yekadesha. Of being kadesh is a prostitute, is a person who's open for znus. So the Rambam says that there's a lav of lo yeh kadesha. The Ravid says that's not a kadesha. Kadesha is a woman who's mufkeres l'znus, a woman who sells her services to many people. If she's miuchedas to one person, that's not a kadesha. There's no lav of lo yeh kadesha. And most Rishayim hold like the Ravid in this machlekes. That there's no lav of Le'yeh Kadesha. So we have here a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam is Lishitasa. The Rambam holds Znus once without Kedushin is a lav of Le'yeh Kadesha. The Rambam holds Pilegesh is Asur, except to a Melech. Now someone is Miyuchet to a Melech, once a Melech is, she's with a Melech, she's Asur to the rest of the world. It's not a Kadesha. But the Rambam is the Shitasa. No such thing as a Pilagesh, because he holds that a one time Maisis Nus is a one time Maisis Nus, and a Mela the according to the Rambam, there's no Pilagesh.
Is that a Xeras Akasav or a Svara? Why, if she's with a Melech, she's usher to everybody else?
Oh yeah, and it's Atkavra Melech. Even a chair that the Melech used, you're not allowed to use. We're a pasuk in Nach. By what? Kadesh idea for the Kedusha. Kedusha is for the Kedusha. According to the Rambam, it's Matir Tashmish. According to the Rambam, it's what that is. It doesn't say it's Matir. You mean the Hitalonos and the Suis Lonos? It was Asalonos Arusa, so it's talking with Rabban. Asalonos Arusa. Okay, now listen. There is really a third machloikis that makes everything be more understandable. What is the Taich Pilegesh? What does Pilegesh mean? So Gemara Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph. It says, what's a pilegesh? Bli kedushin or bli ksuba. That's the language. Pilegesh is a man and a woman decide to live together and to be faithful to each other. But no kedushin, no ksuba, that's a pilegesh. The Rambam's girsa is bikidushin b'lai ksuba. That's what it says in the Kesef Mishnah, or the Magen Mishnah, that the Rambam had a girsa, a pilegesh is with kedushin. Now, why is this it's important anyway? But there are a bunch of kashas on the Rambam. Number one, Pelegesh Begiva and Kalev, etc., they all had. Number two, they ask on the Rambam that how is there Pelegesh before Matan Torah? If Pelegesh is Bali Kedushin, Bali Ksuba, before Matan Torah there was no Kedushin, no Ksuba either. So how could there be a Pelegesh before Matan Torah? What?
Everybody was a
pilegesh. Number three, we say if a man lives with a woman under certain conditions, we say ain't other master biyasa biyas. No, he means kedushin. How do you know he means kedushin? Maybe he means pilegesh. Why do we say master biyasa biyas? No, he means kedushin. Maybe he means pilegesh. So from all of these questions and others, the achrayim take a broader understanding of the Rambam. The way Rav Henkin writes, and Rav Henkin's not the originator of this, the Sefer HaMakna, he says Pilegesh is something else. Pilegesh is a woman that's miyuchid for shifchus to the husband. The Rambam says, how do you know it's only a melech? The Pasuk says, when they asked for a melech, Shmuel told them the conditions. Says Ves Bnei Sechem Yikach leMerkachas to cook and do other things, and the Rambam understands that means for Znus also. So the point that Rav Henkin makes, according to his Shita, is that the Pilegesh the Rambam is talking about is a very specific relationship. It's a relationship, a type of Abdus, a type of Shifchus. Which includes Nos. We find such a thing. Shifcha Kananis. Everybody is allowed to be Baal Shifcha Kananis. It's such a thing that it includes. So Rav Henkin takes the position to explain the Rambam Shita, Namakna, that the Pilegesh that the Rambam is talking about that's only Mutta to a Melech is a Pilegesh of the Shifcha type. A Pilegesh with Kedushin. That's also a pelagish. Could be a pelagish with kedushin, who's the balik suba, without commitments one to the other. Such a person, he says, there's such a thing as a pelagish bikedushin, balik suba. That means the man is not mechayiv himself to his wife, any of the achrayis of husband to wife. But kedushin, you don't have to feed her. You don't have to chayiv his And Rav Henkin's position is that there's such a relationship. As a pilegesh b'zman hazeh, which is with kiddushin. Now, if Rav Henkin said you need a kiddushin with to aid him, it would have made life easier. Part of Henkin's chiddush is that a kiddush erkai, that a marriage, civil marriage, constitutes this relationship of a pilegesh. And in order ma'aseh b'yaseh b'yasnus. The question is, maybe he means Pilegesh. He does mean Pilegesh. He does. A man lives with a woman. If they hang up beside Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, so then we understand that they're living together. And Rav Henkin took the position that it has a dim Pilegesh. A melech is only more than a Pilegesh b'lay kedushin. A Pilegesh b'kedushin, that's Kolev and Gidain, a Pilegesh b'giva, it was a Pilegesh b'kedushin without chiyuvei ksuba, like the other gears in Sanhedrin, b'kedushin b'lay ksuba. Mamela, that was the. So that's where Rav Henkin got his shita that all the children of this type of situation, if they get divorced and remarried, the child's a mamza. Now the other Gedali Yisrael didn't agree with him, or Moshe most notably argued with him and disagreed with this whole shtikal Torah. Shtikal Torah, you don't make mamzerim. So, and anyway, it's only in the Rambam Shita, it's not in the Ramah Shita. So this was, what?
What were they taking upon Kedusha with Eidim?
Kedusha with Eidim?
Yeah.
There's no shiloh. What's a shiloh child's amount?
So that's not considered a pledge anymore.
The child's amount is according to Rav Hankin, yeah, pilagish, nish pilagish. Besides a king, there's no such thing as a pilagish. A pilagish is by a king, or has a right to take a Jewish woman to be a shifcha for him, to work for him, and that includes, according to him, includes nos. But everybody else, the pilagish, or pilagish begiva, and kolev, and gidain, and Avraham Avinu, those are all pilagshim that were married without chiyuv ksuba, without marriage obligations to each other. A man took a wife. He said, listen, I'm not machayev myself. Kedushin, as you know, there's no chiyuv zaynus. So I don't want to have any financial responsibility. We'll get married, live in a house, and keep separate bank accounts. And it's a marriage for a while. It's a marriage that lacks permanence, maybe.
Sorry, here's Avraham.
That's a raya. He brings a raya. Hagar, it sometimes says shifcha, and sometimes says pilegesh. So he brings a raya that there's a gedder of pilegesh without kiddushin, but that's a shifcha. It's a type of shifcha.
The whole problem and agreement was that she would be a shifcha.
She would be a
shifcha. She got pregnant, she thought she was someone special. So she said, I'm not a shifcha anymore. That was the whole problem.
I don't know if she says not a shifcha anymore, but he didn't send, Avraham didn't send her away, Mirat Sinai. He sent her away because the Rosh Hashem said
Shema. The first child she lost because of that, didn't she?
Okay, you're right. But at any rate, this is Rav Hankel Shtikl Taira. Now, you have to say something. If the Mechaber doesn't hold up Pilegesh in Hilchus Kiddushin, what's he doing here with Siman Yud Gimel talking about a Pilegesh? Why is he talking about Pilegesh if the Mechaber, we assume, goes with the Rambam Shita and he doesn't hold up the whole Musaf of a Pilegesh? What in the world is going on? And he mentions Pilegesh a second time later in Hilchus Saita. So it was sort of forced to say that there are two Pilegeshim like the Rambam. Pilegesh HaMelech, which is our Kiddushin, and a Pilegesh of everybody else, which is with some type of a commitment one to the other, which is sort of a non-permanent commitment, because the Mechaber doesn't make a fuss over it. He's just Pilegesh. What's he going on, Pilegesh? The Mechaber doesn't hold there's such a thing as Pilegesh. So, but there's no such thing as a Pilegesh. If you learn the Rambam Pashit, the Rambam says Pilegesh is only to a king. There's no such thing as a Pilegesh. And a Kedushin is the Ramah brings it. The Mechaber doesn't bring it. So what's he talking about a Pilegesh here, if there's no such thing? So Rav Hankin says, they were forced to say that there are two types of Pilegesh. The type Pilegesh that's Mutal Lamelech, and the type Pilegesh that's not. And the Surah Shalom Yisrael. Now there's a second consequence, Rav Hankin says. Rav Hankin's Shita is that Chiyuve Ksuba are, even though we say Ksuba the Rabbanon, but really, Rav Hankin's Shita is that anybody who gets married is Mechuyev to his wife, K'mishvat Habonis Yosela. The Mishvat Habonis, that a man has to treat his wife like society today, I don't mean outside society, like hopefully Jewish society, you treat a wife, it's a chiyuv in a non-pelegish marriage, it's automatic. K'mishvat Habonis Yosela. Fenker wrote a letter about polygamy to the state of Israel when the state was established and they were developing whatever laws they were developing. There's a tumult about the Sfarad and polygamy. Rav Hankin wrote that polygamy is an issa d'oraisa. In a society where K'mishvat Habonis Yosela, Rav Hankin held that it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. That whatever is the Mishvat Habonis, the normal way of treating a wife in the frum society, obviously it doesn't mean the guy society, but that's Mishvat Habonis as a real chiyuv. He bases it on this understanding of Pilegesh. Pilegesh Kedushin Belay Ksuba. If Ksuba is the Rabbanon, what does it mean if Pilegesh Kedushin Belay Ksuba? The answer is, the Ksuba of 200 Zoz, that's a formula Rabbanon name. But the concept of K'mishvat Rabbanon is Yasallah, a man has to treat his wife K'mishvat Rabbanon, so that he held his Dairais. So the long and short of it, I just wanted to show you where Pilegesh comes in Shulchan Aruch Bizman Hazeh. It comes in the Ramah, not in the Mechaber. Three machlokesim. The Rambam said Pilegesh is only by a melech. The Rambam holds a man who's mezana with a woman once is an issa kedesha, also a chiddush. And there's really a third nekuda. The Rosh, how do you know that the other Rishonim hold Pilegesh is mutar bizman hazeh? There's a Rosh in the beginning of Ksuvah that it has the bracha misad kedushin. By the bracha misad kedushin, the Rosh says it's not a birchas hamitzvahs. The Rosh says an astonishing thing. He says no mitzvah to get married. He says no mitzvah to get married. The Torah doesn't say get married. It says ki yikach hashisha. No mitzvah to get married. And it's a birchas hashvach. Marriage is a tool to develop a family. He says, are you going to say for a revu? It's like the Rosh, Efshari de Pilagesh. That line, Efshari de Pilagesh, they bring to show that the Rosh holds Bisman Aseh, Pilagesh is Mutter. That's the source that they bring.
And that the marriage is not a marriage. A marriage to a Pilagesh is not a
Mutter. Yeah, everybody holds this without condition. According to everyone but the Rambam, it does not need a get. The Rav Henkin, at least in this chelik of his Taina, is basing on the Rambam Shita totally. All right, so the Mechaber here is easy. Pelegesh, Milchedes Leish, Reis Elinos Elachet, Tzricha Lahamtin. This is not Bichidish. Pelegesh, and Bichet to a man, and they separate, so she needs the 3 months of Avchana, which is really not a tremendous Chidish. Okay, continue next week in the session.